With the Bassmaster Classic, one of the crown jewels of bass fishing, but on top of that, there's an award that's won by the best angler that fishes the Bassmaster Tour, the Citgo Bassmaster Tour, and that is the Angler of the Year. And with me today is Terry Scroggins. Terry, welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Well, I catch you guys all over the road, caught you out at the store today buying some bar soap and trying to get cleaned up a little bit, but you're leading the Angler of the Year race.
We got a long ways to go, but right now I am. I'm glad to be where I'm sitting at.
Well, you have to think about it. You know, you come out of the Palak area, Green Cove Springs area in Florida along the St. John's River and was a hammer there. Won everything you could possibly win there. Decided to go out a few years ago and get on the tour and have done a great job.
Well, the first couple of years on the tour, I had to learn how to fish away from that river. It kind of messed me up some. And it kind of helped me to learn how to fish. And then it's kind of hurt me some when we go to these reservoirs because they fish so different. But I'm adapting to it, and I think I'm learning pretty well.
Well, there's no question you're learning real well and real quick. You know, when you're leading the Angler of the Year points, you're doing it right and you're dialed in. And you look at this thing in the past to how it's been. You know, you guys are fishing all in the spring, which is sort of your forte.
Well, I like the springtime. I'm a shallow water fisherman, and the fish always pull up shallow in the springtime. A lot easier for me to find. Makes it easier on these lakes that you don't know anything about to find them when you do get there. It's a lot easier for me anyway.
Well, you know, you've got this next tournament, of course, is at Lake Norman, and if you do well there, then everybody's going to be chasing you. So, you know, what do you know about Lake Norman, and how excited are you to go there?
I've only been to Lake Norman one time. I went there before the cutoff just to look at it, see what it was about. And I don't know. I think I'm going to like that lake. I don't know. We'll find out when I get there, but the way it looked, I think it's going to, you know, suit my needs the way I fish. So, got to wait and see what happens.
Well, you know, you go up there and it's kind of an unknown, much like Clark Hill was. You know, you look at it and you think about it. You know, guys hadn't been on it that much. There hadn't been a lot of tour events there. And now all of a sudden you're going to go to Lake Norman again. The last time they were there, didn't take much weight to win. But I think it's going to be different this time, don't you?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different. I think they put some bluebacks in there and the fish have really taken off and grown a lot. I caught some good fish when I was there, you know, before cutoff. I think you're going to see, I don't know, 15, 18-pound stringers will be a good stringer. I think it only took like 24 pounds to win there before in 3 or 4 days of fishing. So, yeah, it's going to be a whole lot better than it was before.
Well, you know, Terry, the Angler of the Year and how important that is to an angler. Tell me a little bit about what that would do for you.
Well, I mean, it'll just blast your career off, you know. I try not to think of it. I'm just trying to take these tournaments one at a time and just go fishing. But, man, I don't know. It'd be unbelievable. It's an experience, you know.
Well, no doubt about it. One of my jobs here is to put you on the spot and try to make you talk about it. See, that's as a radio guy, that's what I'm supposed to do. But, you know, you got to have it in the back of your mind a little bit now that you're leading.
Well, my rookie season, I was in second place through the first four tournaments. And y'all come out here, I said, man, there's nothing to this. And then I found it to be a lot different, so I look at that a lot different than I used to and try not to really think about it. I just want to go fish these things one at a time, and where I end up at the end of the year is where I'll be. I think I'll do a lot better that way than saying, hey, I'm leading the points and trying to, you know, play a little defense there, just kind of fish conservative. I'm not going to do that. I'm going out there fishing as hard as I can and see what happens.
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of the guys who've been in a similar situation, and I would think that unless the wheels fall completely off, you've got the classic berth there that's very, very important also. But you have to be real pleased with the idea that everybody else is behind you.
Well, that's a good place to be is up front. But if you look at the other guys that's been up front, every one of them's failed so far. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, you know, you think about it, I look at this thing, and I always like to be in a lead, no matter what it is, you know, whether it's in the radio business or fishing or whatever, you know, being in the lead, everybody has to play catch-up. And what happens sometimes is, you know, if you just go out there and play your game plan, usually good things will happen for you.
That's my plan. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, let's talk about your technique. You know, I guess a lot of people know you from fishing Florida, fishing the St. John's River, and having that background. But if somebody was to characterize you, what would they say? Are you a shallow water guy that likes to pitch and flip? Do you like to throw the worm? Is it a crankbait bite? What's the deal?
Well, my fishing techniques have really changed over the last 3 years. I grew up fishing the St. John's River, and everything we've done was pretty much offshore. We use a lot of crankbaits, a lot of Carolina rig and stuff like that. Then I got hooked up with some buddies of mine from Ocala, and we kind of had a trade-off. We would, you know, I showed them how to do that. They showed me how to flip. And the last 3 or 4 years, I've really won a lot more money flipping than I have anything else.
So you've kind of made maybe a change in your style a little bit and tried to really work on the flipping bite.
Yes. When you fish the tour, you really got to be real versatile. I mean, you got to, every lake we go to is so much different, you know, than the last one we left from, and you pretty much got to know how to do it all. So that's what I'm really, I don't know, I'm just fishing to my strengths, but I can do quite a bit of everything, I think.
Well, I guess I got to ask you this, too. You know, the press have probably, you've probably been press conferenced and people from the radio, of course, like us here at Bass Fan, television, everybody else probably talking to you. How are you handling the press situation?
Oh, it's part of the game. I just play along with it and having a good time with it.
Well, does everybody that talks to you know where Green Cove Springs is at?
I don't think they do.
It's right there on the river, isn't it? Pretty close to Jacksonville, Florida. And you know, when you think about that, what a great learning ground. You know, great fishery. You know, it's really come back into its own. The grass has come back pretty strong. And I know you know, learning from that fishery has probably helped you in other places.
It really has helped me out a lot. This river can be real tough, and it can be real good at times, but it kind of, there's so many miles of it, different kinds of fishing that there is in it, that I don't know. I think it really had to contribute a lot of my success to it. But when you leave Florida, it all changes again. So you kind of got to learn how to do it all over again.
Well, you know, one question I've never asked on a radio program before, but I have to for you because I know you've just won everything you can win down by Palatka. Tell me what the biggest bass you have got into your boat.
I caught one, probably the biggest one I ever caught. I caught about a month ago. I was at Harris Chain just messing around one afternoon, and I caught one that weighed 12 and a quarter.
Now, that's a good one.
That's a big fish.
Now, what'd you catch him on?
I caught on a Zoom baby brush hog, and I was flipping in the Ocklawaha River.
Man, oh, man, you think about a 12-pounder. When you set up on that fish, what kind of adrenaline rush did you have?
I actually thought I hooked the gator there for about 2 or 3 seconds.
Now, that would be a fight, too. All of us that have been to Florida, of course, we've had the opportunity to mess around a little bit with an alligator, but a 12-pounder fights just about like an alligator does, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I was flipping, and I was using braided line. When you're flipping, everything's so direct. I mean, you're like 10 feet away from the fish, and everything happens so quick, and I set up on that fish, nothing gave, and I said, oh, here
yeah.
We go.
Well, yeah, and then when you get him in, you go, oh, my goodness, did I catch him in the event? I should have caught him in the event. What's going on here?
Yeah, that was after the event, and I'm like, why couldn't this fish bite during the tournament? I always catch and release everything everything I catch, I normally turn right back right then. That particular fish was so big, I said, man, I got to take this back to town and see just how big it is. And I weighed it. It was 12 and a quarter, and I released it back alive, so I didn't mount it or anything. I turned it back loose. It was killing me. I had to find out how much it did weigh.
Did you get a photo?
Yes, I did. My wife took them. They're not back yet. She took them, I believe, yesterday. She had to get the whole full roll of film, you know how the ladies are. And I haven't got it back yet, but I'm supposed to have it back tomorrow.
Well, that might be on a magazine cover here at the end of the year with the Angler of the Year race. No question about a big fish like that. That'll make the difference.
That'd be a good picture.
Oh, that'd be a great picture. Terry, you know, it's funny when you look at this thing and the Angler of the Year race is hot and heavy. You got two events left. Well, you know, it's just going to be one of those things that's going to go down to the wire, isn't it?
It sure can. I'm hoping everybody's right behind me. Not wishing any bad luck on anybody, but maybe fall down a little bit in the standings and give me a little bit more of a lead. But we just have to see how it plays out. I got a lot of good fishermen right behind me. I got a lot of respect for them, and I look for them to do well.
Well, good luck the rest of the year, Terry, and I'll be looking forward to talking to you when you're crowned Angler of the Year.
Well, thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.